full preview for Muswellbrook Racing.
You're listening to BSB Extra. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a room. Bringing you everything Magic Millions and sports. Thanks to Coolmore Australia, home of champions. And Horse Exchange, making racing affordable.
It's 10:03. Good morning. I'm Gemma Cutting. Tiger Air flights to and from Bali have been cancelled again today, with the airline still contesting new conditions imposed by the Indonesian government regarding access to Denpasar Airport. Flights in the early hours of tomorrow have also been cancelled, and the five remaining ones are being reviewed. It's left hundreds of passengers stranded. Virgin Australia will have two flights from Bali today to bring as many people as possible back to Australia. Authorities will be closely monitoring bushfires across New South Wales. Despite a break in the hot weather today, the heat wave is expected to continue into next week, with a top above 40 degrees tomorrow. A pedestrian is in a serious but stable condition after he was hit by a Toyota Hilux when crossing a road in Erwood late yesterday afternoon, and up to 80,000 South Australians who suffered through blackouts following storms last month will receive around $20 million in compensation from the state's electricity operator. In sport, Australian batsman Travis Head believes the inclusion of Big Bash sensation Chris Lynn could result in some scary totals from their one-day batting lineup. Head has challenged Australia to set the right platform for Lynn in Friday's one-dayer against Pakistan, with Dave Warner to open and Usman Khawaja recalled in a new-look top order. Hawthorn forward Jared Roughead is hoping he can return to competitive football as early as next month in the Community Series. Roughead was given the all-clear to return to training in December after having successful treatment for melanoma. Novak Djokovic has landed in Melbourne, where the world number two will try to become the first man to win seven Australian Open titles. And the mega fight between Jeff Horn and Manny Pacquiao on April 23 is in danger of being staged overseas, with bids from Dubai and Abu Dhabi set to be tabled. Horn told the Big Sports Breakfast he would love to fight the fight to be held at Brisbane Suncorp Stadium with a capacity of 52,000 plus ground level seating. Melbourne's Etihad Stadium and Adelaide Oval are the other Australian options. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Summertime and Central Coast Racing holds all the aces. This Friday, Gosford presents their $150,000 car, plus the Takeover Target and Belle of a Turf. Don't miss the previews on Racing HQ at 10 a.m. followed by all the action of Gosford Cup Day on Sky Sports Radio.
Clear.
Please help her.
Clear.
Last summer, 14 children drowned in our backyard pools.
Stand back, stand back.
A moment's distraction is all it takes.
All right.
Mummy's just got to check on the oven, okay?
All right, one sec.
No.
Keep watch, no matter what. To learn more, search Royal Life Saving Australia.
Bing Lee for a limited time. Purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered free. Plus the packaging in the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick this Saturday and a $25,000 quaddy jackpot at Wentworth Park this Saturday night. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to TAB's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio talks racing every day, and we keep giving you the right winning mail.
Hootson has won by 5 lengths in an absolute hand canter. How good is she?
Saturday's Racing HQ will be covering all the tracks. From the Gold Coast, the $10 million Magic Millions race day. Ron Duffercy and Ray Thomas preview Randwick from 8. We'll have Flemington tips from 9. Then the National Racing Service brings you all the racing action.
Everyone's a winner, baby. That's so nice.
This Saturday on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
And good morning, everyone. Sean Cosgo with you at 10:09. Big day of racing today at Muswellbrook. It'll be a ripper there by the looks of it, I reckon. The man who knows all about the track conditions today is Dwayne Dowell. He's with me now. Morning, Dwayne. How are you?
Yeah, good, Sean. How are you? Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Nice day there today. Looks like it'll be a nice warm one, I imagine.
Yeah, we've had some pretty hot days the last few days, Sean, in the 40s. So I'm quite happy with the forecast today. It's going to be in the low 30s. So it'll be a bit more pleasant than what it has been earlier in the week.
Yeah, have you had any rain? All of you had to go to irrigation?
No rain. We've had to put a fair bit of irrigation, 65 mil of irrigation we've put in the last 7 days. So that's just to keep that sting out of the ground. So there should be good cushion. We've had some renovations since our last race day, which is way back at the end of November for our cup day. So we've had a very good break. We've made good use of it, and the track was in outstanding order.
All right. Now, today, how will you rate it, Dwayne?
So we're a good 3, Sean, with a Pennail 3.58, rails through, and we kick off at 155. This afternoon.
All right, terrific. Well, enjoy the day. Look after our big mate, Gazza, Gary Harley. He'll be there. I'll be having a yarn to him in a moment, and hopefully you'll find all the winners.
Cool with a few ice blocks.
Get the sprinkler out.
Absolutely.
Good on you, Dwayne. All the best.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
Dwayne Dowell there at Muswellbrook. As he said, a bit tough, fine, a good 3. And our man on the ground there today will be Gary Harley. Morning, Gary. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Pretty good, mate. Yeah, it's not going to be near as hot as it was yesterday. It was 39 or 40 in the valley. At Muswellbrook and surrounds, but today I think it's a fair bit cooler than that, and tomorrow we're going to get an absolute stinker, so we're well and truly into that summer.
Yeah, exactly. Now today, well, look at the first. It's over 1,280, benchmark 60, full field. 4 penultimate star, 280, 1 slippery moss, 460, 6 champawi is $5, 3 flaming commodity is a $6 pop, 5 independent air 8. Number 2, Gun Barrel Highway, 7 Earth King, or East the King, both $11, and 8 Terravetas, $15.
I thought he was the better today, number 4, penultimate star. David Fife has got him, and it's an apprentices only race. Blake McDougall will ride. The win was a beauty at Canberra, 2 runs back in a 1,200 metre maiden on a good 3. He got back along the rail, and then he got through the field, and gee, come quick late, the last 150 metres, he really dashed through to win. Then he went to Nowra and struck a heavy 8. He didn't like the heavy track. He run third there that day. But back on a good, firm track today, I thought he was a better today, penultimate star. Number 1, Slippery Moss. If you can catch him on his day, he'll be hard to beat in a race like this. Third run back, pretty fit. He's won 2 races on the track. Racial King will ride him. So he ticks plenty of boxes there. I thought he was the main threat. Number 6, I put it in for 3rd, Champawi. It got beat about 6 lengths the other day at Canberra. But it ran into backsides all the way down the home straight the other day. Forget that run. Prior to that, it did run 3rd there. And I thought that it could sneak into a place here. And number 5, Independent Air, led the other day at Scone. Got beat about 3 lengths when it run 2nd. But the winner's won 3 out of 3 this time in Dead Calm. So it wasn't that disappointing. The numbers are 4, 1, 6, and 5.
All right. We go to the next race, the 2nd, the Tabla Contadier, Class 1 and Maiden combined. Now we've got a full field here. Number 2, Kokopu, is $3. The 6 stand, rather, $4.80. 9, Von Galetta is $5.50. 8, Talissa, $6.50. Then at the 14, Mons Gallant, 11. Number 1, Finero, 13. 10, Augusta and April, 15. 3, Mystery, and also 4, Southern Delight, both 17. Then 26 or better, Gary?
I thought if he run the 17.50, he was the one to beat Kokopu. No doubt about that. He's only won 1 out of 15. But, look, he run 3rd the other day at Gosford behind Highley and leave your number. He got beat about a length and a half there over the mile on a good 3. Prior to that, he had no luck at all at Hawkesbury. And then he did run 2nd there, just beaten, when he had every possible hope at Hawkesbury, but he was only beaten half a neck or so that day over the mile. So he's had plenty of grounding for the 17.50. He's got a bit of a tricky draw, but I think he'll probably go, you know, be up in the first 3 or 4. And Mitchell Bellabord, he'll be very hard to beat here. Number 9, Von Galetta, former Victorians, had 2 runs in New South. I think he beat 2 lengths at Gosford the other day. In that race, Highley ran in. Kokopu run 3rd. This fella run 5th in the race. I expect him to run pretty well here. He has been this distance once and didn't do much good in Victoria, but maybe now that he's had a couple of runs here and both runs have been all right, he'll be nice and solid. Number 8, Talisa. Been a bit of money for this in the last 24 hours on tab.com. Kylie Gabalock, Robert Thompson. Tari, 2 runs back, only could beat a couple of lengths to Absolute Gem after getting way back and running on. Always running on. He's only won 1 out of 26, so very hard to catch. But I'll put it in for 3rd and number 6, Stand. Aramine the other day, he was up on the speed, hit the front at the 600, boxed on all right, got beat about a length and a half. So he's got some chance in this race from a good draw, and Jeff Penn's at a ride. 2.986.
Now, the next event, 1 Smart Ali, 12 Pearl of the Plain, 13 Striking Fire Out, 4 Ruby Red Gift is $3.80, 5 Eel and Danan, $4, 7 Justice, $5.50, number 2 Jack's Image at 7, 6 The Baker, $7.50, 3 Naya at 12, then 9 Excellent Giveaway at 11, Meteor and Sight both 15, 21 or better the other. This looks a little more open on market prices, Gary.
Yeah, mate, you're right there. This is the first 3 races. This is easily the most open. I like Kim Warshorse, Ruby Red Gift. Barrier 1's going to get a lovely run for Aaron Bullock. Has had 1 run from a spell. Did run 3rd at Gosford in that run. That was just looking on December 29, just after Christmas. Now, Allegheny bolted in, won the race by 4 lengths, but it went enormous, Allegheny, the mare, that day. So this horse's run wouldn't have been too bad. She's only had the 4 runs, Sean. Mm. And if you go back to last time in, she ran 4th one day at Wyong, only beaten a length and a half, and got beat 2 lengths another day there at Wyong. So in a race like this, back to the country, I thought that she'd be very hard to beat. Number 4 on top. Number 5, Alien Donan. I had a look this morning at the run the other day. It's only race started orange. It led in that race.
Wasn't beaten much, was it?
No, it was only beaten 3/4. It led in the race and fought back pretty well. It would have been better for the run. New Zealand bred filly got a good barrier, and Chad Lever in great form to ride for Bjorn Baker. Number 6, The Bakers, had 1 run, failed at Taree back in August. She's got a sensational strike rate, Angela Davies. And she trains a horse, hasn't run since August. Did win a trial at Newcastle on the 19th of December, and then had another trial at Wyong. Sean, can you just clarify something? What did you give the scratchings in race 3?
Race 3, hang on, I'll just go back here to it and tell you what they were. They were now 1, I reckon it's a late one, yeah. Oh, Smart Ali's a late one. It's out also 12 and 13.
That's where I got confused. It's a late one because I got the scratchings a bit earlier. Yep. So 4 to beat 5, 6 The Baker, and number 2 Jack's Image. 4, 5, 6 and 2, mate.
All right, now race 4, the 3-year-old maiden, 1 Follow Mate, number 10 in position, and 17 Always a Lady come out here. Now 2 Volp, short, $1.70. Then out to 14 Lily's Little Girl at $7. 3 Manhattan Mist at 8, 6 Bellabrook at 9, 11 Queens Pact at 15, 21 or better the others. This is pretty short.
Well, I can't remember when the Hawks family brought a horse to Musselbrook before. They may have. But I can't think of it. And they've obviously picked out a race here. It's a substandard field trying to win a race with this Foxwed 3-year-old Volp and Robert Thompson, who is their normal jockey when they come to the country or to Newcastle on the Saturdays.
It's a bit like when you see Alan Denham go to Cessnock, isn't it?
Yeah.
And R. Thompson on board. You just know, get on.
Yeah, well, Alan gets him as often as he can in all these sort of around the country and the provincials. But this horse, mate, you'd think he'd have to win. He only got beat 4 lengths at Warwick Farm the other day beyond Ghostly. Gee, Ghostly goes real good, the horse of Godolphins. He was up on the speed. I saw the race last night up on the speed. He did tire a bit, but he was first up that day. If you go back to September, he runs 2nd on the Beaumont track to Reach for Heaven. Now, she's a very smart horse, trainer Chris Lees. I think she might be in on Saturday in town, Reach for Heaven. And then one day at Goulburn, got beat about 2.5 lengths in a race there and really hit the line late. The run was a beauty. When I say that, the last 150 metres had rocketed home. So it's $1.70. And probably, if I was a bookie, I'd be betting $1.72. 2 a standout, Three Manhattan Mist has been trialling okay. Beat a bit of money for the Kim War Train Galloper on tab.com. So it's my second pick. Six Bella Brook for Steve Hodge and number 14, the other one. 2, 3, 6, and 14.
All right, race five, and here we take our 10 hashtag no idea. Now, 6 Rosanna Amalfi, 320, 7-0 cash at 380. Then out to 8 Final Trick, $6. One Local Hero is at $7. Number 5 Lasso, $9.50. 2 Frankie, 4 Fingers, 11. Then 17 or better.
Well, I never thought I'd ever tip 0 cash at Muswellbrook. I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
She's had 18 starts there and never won a race.
Mm.
Yet, if you take it at Tamworth, you can take it at Gosford, and she'll run out of her skin.
Isn't that amazing how some horses are like that?
Exactly. Now, she's trained here by Pat Farrell. Greg Ryan's riding. And, look, I'm going to tip her. She's not real big and she's got 58, but on her best form, she's too good for this. But she's got to produce it on the home track. Now, she runs fifth at Warwick Farm 11 days before Christmas behind Magic Hazard Star Cross. Got beat about 4.5 lengths, but she was up running second inside the leader there. Prior to that, in the Skeletor at Muswellbrook, about 10 grades above this, our Renaissance beat Del Cielo. Del Cielo bolted in the other day in town. Got beat 3.9 that day. He's got barrier one. Look, if ever she's going to win a race at Muswellbrook, it'll be today. Final Trick, won well at Taree the other day, placed at Gosford prior to that behind a smart one in Machine Gun Jubs, made it the danger. Number 6, which is Rosella Amalfi. Now, I'm sure Rod had her in recently and she was scratched. I think it was at Scone around Christmas because of a bad barrier. She absolutely bolted in the early day she ran, but it was a heavy 8. It's exactly the opposite today. The track condition, and I know Rod thinks that he'll be much better over a bit of ground. He hasn't trialled him. I'm not saying he can't win it.
No, he tried a Muswellbrook on a soft 5 back in August last year before it came out and won. But
that's right.
Yeah, but it's a 5-year-old. It's only very lightly raced, only the one start.
He has had a jump out, I know that.
Yeah.
But, look, he'll probably go good in the race, but at this stage, I like the other two ahead of him. 7, 8, 6, and 1 in race 5.
All right.
Named after the trainer, number 1, Local Bennett. Local Hero. Right. I'll put it in for 4th.
You get brownie points there. Now, the 6th here, we've got a full field. Now, number 1, D'Angelo, and 5, Band of Bay, they're equal favourites, $4.60. 2, Big Albert, $5. Now, 3, Fired Up is $6. 4 Dancing Daydream and also 9 Ready and Flying, both $8. Then the gap out to $13 or better for the rest of them.
I think Big Albert will run a big race here for David Fiver. Josh Parter, right? He's only got 2 or 3 in, David. They've all got great chances. Let's have a look at this horse. He bolted in at Goulburn back over a mile back in July. Then he won again at Goulburn, flew to the line from back a bit. Then he had a spell. He's come back. He got beat less than 2 lengths at Hawkesbury to backslap on a good 3 in a good class race. Started 2-1 favourite that day. And then he came to the Beaumont track. Bobby Alyssa rode him there, and Bobby rode him well midfield on the rail, 5 lengths off the lead. And then when it was time to get a run, no hope. Could not get clear at all. They've gone over the line in a bunch. He hasn't got out. He's got beat about 4.5. Third run back today, and Josh Parr coming here for 2 late rides. All the other ones have been scratched. He's coming here to ride Big Albert in this race. Got a good barrier, and I think it'll be hard to beat. D'Angelo's got to run 1,500. He grinded away at the end of 1,400 the other day at Kembla. Some speed maps have got, the ones I've seen have got him leading from barrier 12. Snowden's at him for some time. He only won the one race. Carries the Piero colours of the collar bosses.
Purchase should be treated as offers made upon the following conditions of sale, and all persons attending the sale or bidding at the sale should be deemed to have notice of these conditions.
Kembla got these 3 links. The winner cleared out. Hieronymus went for the doctor on Fun Loving. It led by 8 or 10. And this horse blundered bad at the start, and he didn't get home too bad. I got him in for 2nd. 5 Bandit Bay, ran a shocker the other day at Wong. His form before that was really good, about 3/3 in a row. So I'm expecting he'll go all right. That Wyong run was 8 days ago. And number three, Fired Up. Look for an improvement. 2, 1, 5, and 3.
All right, we go to race seven, and here the number three, Dental, is the only scratching. Now, one, Oakfield Tycoon is $3.50. Five, Happy Go Plucky, $5. 10, Oil Flutter at $6. 6, General Harmony at $7. 11, Sweet Holly at $10. 2, Moving Target. 9, Western Saga, both $11. 8, Demers is $15. 12, Armageddon on it is $17. And then out to 21 or better for the rest of them.
He's going really good, the top weight, and he drops a bit in class. The only thing is he goes up 3.5 kilos on that placing at Newcastle the other day, but he only got beat a length by Excited Prince in Hanover Square. He actually, about 150, I thought he's going to win the race. He did over-race a bit early on and also in the middle part of the race. Bathurst 2 starts back. He won by 5.5 lengths. He come between runners and just burst through and left them for dead. He runs second at Port prior to that. He's going really good for Krista Buchanan. Got a good barrier and Paul King to ride him. I thought he was the one to beat here, despite the weight rise. Number 10, Ola Flutter. Now, look, I thought she was a good thing at Scone the other day. Now, she's a mare with a lot of talent. She's probably got more talent than these. But first up, she went all right at Wyong in a hot race. Then she came to Scone, thought she's a good thing. And she had every chance. Ridden fourth or fifth on the rail by Mitch Bell. When he called on her, she did nothing in the straight. Obviously, something didn't go right that day. She's got a terrible barrier. But if she finds form, this filly, she'll shake the life out of the race. Number 9, Western Saga. Last to first win the other day at Taree.
Okay. Righto. Couldn't hear anything there for a minute. I thought we were in trouble.
25 days ago. Can't see why it won't run well again. And number 5. Okay.
No, it was there was just nothing online. Can I just hear the start of Bernie?
1:10:09:05.
All right. Now, any standouts of the day? Yeah.
Here, I think the first race one. Number 4, Ben Ultimate Star. I think for David Pfeiffer, he's got a couple that I've tipped in there today. I think it's the best bet on the day, mate. It's a great place to go racing. Musselbrook, great big stand and members area there, mate, overlooking the track. And, it is a great place to go. Track's got a great covering of grass. They've put a lot of irrigation on it. Dwayne would have told you we've had a very, very hot week.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting a really good day's race.
Yeah, there's been no rain around.
No, none at all. Not in I'm about an hour away down the Hunter between Maitland and Singleton at Lochinvar, and we haven't had some for, I think, the day I went to Tamworth. I think last Friday we got a bit of a shower late in the day, which is, you know, 6 days ago, but haven't looked like having it since. The days have been very, very hot and an absolute scorcher tomorrow around about 40, 41 in the valley. She's hot, mate, and I don't know whether they're predicting any for a few days either, any rain. So, you know, it's a bit of a worry. You just got to, you've got to bear it. It is summer.
Yeah.
We could have been out at Bourke yesterday where it was 46.
Holy hell.
Yeah, I see on the news last night, 46 at Bourke.
Gee whiz, that's too hot.
Yeah.
It's too hot for us, Gaz.
Too hot for me. It'll be about 38 or 39 at Gosford tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gosford Cup day, and we'll be there too. Greg Ratley comes back to do the Gosford Cup with me tomorrow, and then he's flying to the Magic Millions on Saturday.
Yep, and then you saddle up Sunday Scone, so you're going to be all over the place.
Yeah, we got Scone on Sunday. Just had a look. There's 7 races up there. Yeah, 3 and 4 days, mate. But there's one thing I hate, sitting at home. I'm not the greatest worker. I'm not a handyman. So when I'm sitting at home, I'm watching races on Sky most of the day. So I love getting to the track and working, you know, even after all the years.
Well, that's great.
I still like to be there and, you know, with the people and the atmosphere, it's enormous.
Yeah, terrific. Good on you, Gaz.
I noticed it's going too. There's a little mare carrying 62 kilos in a race that you're probably going to watch the race.
Yeah, the last there.
Getting ready for the country championship. 62 with no claim, but she has got a bit of class on them, so we'll see what happens.
Kilos, 1.25 tonne, 2,350 dozen oysters.
ton of pork belly, ton of chicken, so there's a bit going on. And about ice cream.
1,000 litres of ice cream, not to mention all those delectable desserts you've got.
Just a few petit fours, maybe a nice vanilla slice there. Yeah, about 1,000 of them a day.
Extraordinary. Not to mention the coffee, which is the biggest seller.
They took the Brisbane Cup and now they take the JJ Atkins with Sacred Elixir.
Taraka graduates were unrelenting in their success last season.
The Kiwis have plundered the Derby and the Oaks. It's all about the Kiwis.
Yes, good morning, Ben. It's nice to be joining you again on day two of the sales here at Magic Millions. And while most people are just here to buy horses, it is also a culinary experience for many. And Frank Cacavari joins me now from Main Event Catering. And Frank, what a big job it is for you throughout this week.
Morning, birds. Yeah, it's a bit of work. Yeah, like you said, 90% horses, but we have a lot of people to feed, from the strapper to the person who takes care of the horse, who parades it, to the owners, to the buyers. So yeah, it's a big operation. Like I said, it's like a little town, really.
It is indeed. And they're not easy to keep happy. They want a big variety of food, don't they?
Totally, yeah, exactly. We've got, like, we're standing here in a private dining for ringside dining today. There's a lot of people that are here to come. We do about 1,500 people in here a day. And then you've got your strap bar. There's about 1,200 horses for sale, so there's 1,200 of them. So you have a chicken wrap at one end, which you do about 14,000-15,000 of them during the week.
Chicken wrap, so that's your best seller, the chicken wrap?
That's the one. We've got to buy a horse calling chicken wrap, I think.
We do indeed. Tell us about the prawns. How many prawns do you sell?
We've got about 1,250 kilos, so 1.25 ton, 2,350 dozen oysters, ton of pork belly, about ton of chicken, so there's a bit going on, and about 1,000 litres of ice cream.
1,000 litres of ice cream, not to mention all those delectable desserts you've got.
Just a few petit fours, maybe a nice vanilla slice there. Yeah, about 1,000 of them a day.
Extraordinary. Not to mention the coffee, which is the biggest seller. I'm told about 15,000 coffees will be sold here this week.
Yeah, 15,000 coffees in a week.
That's extraordinary. Well, we know you're a regular here. Keep up the good work, because you're doing a fabulous job.
Thanks, Benny. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
There he is, the man in charge of the food, Ben.
It's 10:30. Good morning. I'm Gemma Cutting. Perth have upset ladder leaders at the Brisbane Heat by 27 runs in last night's Big Bash as they replace their opponents at the top of the table. Tonight, the Melbourne Renegades play the Hobart Hurricanes. Winger Semi Radradra has agreed to a two-year deal with French rugby union club Toulon and will quit Parramatta at the end of this season. The Eels have been trying to re-sign the winger but couldn't match the deal, which is reportedly worth $1.5 million. Radradra is due to face court on February 13 on domestic violence charges. There are no Aussies left in the Sydney International, with Matthew Barton and Jordan Thompson both knocked out of the tournament. 17-year-old sensation Alex de Minaur also had to retire after the first set due to abdominal strain. Top seed Dominic Thiem advanced to the quarterfinals in three sets. And Floyd Mayweather has made a counteroffer to UFC megastar Conor McGregor's demands of a $100 million purse to take on boxing legend. Mayweather has ramped up chances of a super fight, offering the Irish star $15 million in guaranteed money and a cut off the pay-per-view sales. He says it's now up to McGregor and the UFC to close the deal. In other news, a 44-year-old woman will appear in court next month after she left four children lost in a car in Bankstown yesterday in soaring heat. Police were called to the car, parked at an office.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to day two of the Magic Millions yearling sales. And after a, well, what was a great finish to it yesterday, we're all geared up. There's so many lots today that we're going to be previewing here on our Magic Millions preview with Vin Cox. But I tell you something, we're starting with something better than Vin. That's right. We've got his son, Will, with him. He's going to join us right now as we welcome him in to our Magic Millions preview.